Captain Pike Looks After the Baby by Marjorie Newman. Mrs. Pike was feeling frantic. "I'll never finish this painting in time for Gran's birthday," she cried. "The baby keeps me so busy."
"Don't worry," said Captain Pike. "She can come with me on my pirate ship."
Mrs. Pike looked at him. He was away at sea so much, he'd never tried taking care of the baby before.
"It'll be easy peasy," said Captain Pike, packing the baby's things.
Proudly, Captain Pike carried the baby aboard the Green Beetle. The crew looked at the baby.
"You can all help to take care of her," smiled Captain Pike.
The crew looked at each other. They said nothing.
The Green Beetle set sail. The baby cried. "Grimstone," said Captain Pike, "change the baby."
"Not me," said Grimstone, holding his nose. "I'm first mate, not baby minder." The other pirates quickly disappeared about their work. Captain Pike changed the baby himself. He wasn't very good at it. The baby began to cry again.
"Medlar," shouted Captain Pike, taking the baby down to the galley. "The baby's hungry. Give her a bottle."
"Not me," cried Medlar. "I'm ship's cook, not baby minder. You don't want hungry pirates, do you?"
Captain Pike shuddered at the thought.
Captain Pike fed the baby himself. She hiccuped a lot. Then she cried. Captain Pike rocked her. He jiggled her. He even tried singing to her. At last, he put her on his shoulder and patted her back, and the baby gave an enormous burp. Then she snuggled down in Captain Pike's arms and went to sleep.
"Hush, everyone," ordered Captain Pike softly. "Don't wake the baby."
"Pirate ship approaching," the lookout whispered loudly. It was the Blue Raider. On board were their deadly enemies, Captain Whitebeard and his crew.
"Get ready to fight," said Grimstone.
Captain Whitebeard and his crew jumped aboard the Green Beetle, yelling and shouting. Captain Pike's crew yelled and shouted even more. Captain Pike rushed to his cabin door.
"Stop that noise," he bellowed. "You'll wake the baby."
The pirates froze. And then, "Wah!"
"Now you've woken her up yourself," chuckled Captain Whitebeard.
After that, there was no more fighting. Captain Whitebeard, who loved children and had 10 of his own, stayed all day. He bathed and changed and fed the baby. He played with her and sang her a lullaby. Captain Pike learned a lot. And the other pirates soon discovered that it was much more fun to be friends than to fight all the time. They compared cutlasses and swapped treasure maps, and they sang sea shanties while Medlar brought round lots of delicious food and drink. At last, the Blue Raider sailed away and Captain Pike set course for a short trip around the islands. He had a busy time doing two jobs at once, and at the end of the voyage, Captain Pike carried a baby ashore.
"How was it?" asked Mrs. Pike.
"Easy peasy," said Captain Pike.
But then he yawned wearily, and Mrs. Pike looked at him. Then she began to laugh.
Captain Pike looked at her. He began to laugh too.
"Well, maybe it wasn't easy peasy," he spluttered at last, "but I'd do it again any time."
And he gave them both a great big piratey hug.
The end.